place of wheel, rebuild it. It is usually in two parts. I don't know where they're talking about that, but it's usually in two parts. I just did for one reason where they come together. If there's too much dish in a wheel, that can be, you know, you can solve a little bit of each part of that fellow, you know, and shorten the fellow part a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it says, now, when a horse is hitched to a wagon, what do you call the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to?
Bar of wood that, well, a wagon doesn't always have a bar of wood. They're talking about more than one horse. That'd be a double tree.
Yeah.
They call it double tree.
Now if you had one horse, what would you call it?
Single tree.
Mm-hmm. All right, if, what would you say somebody's doing when he's filled up his wagon at the woodlot and takes it to the house, and he unloads it, and then he goes back and fills it up again, and he's what?
Hauling wood.
Right, and then suppose there was a log across the road, you'd say, I tied a rope to it, and what verb would you use to say you got it out of the way?
Pulled it.
Okay. Would you ever say I drug it out of the way?
Yep. Or drag. But ordinarily, in the past tense, you say you pull it or drug it.
When you break your ground, or what do you break ground with in the springtime?
It's a turn plow. Now, they do, I guess now, use many types of just this. They probably don't ever use a turn plow. Probably just what you call disc, there'd be so much dish.